If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men always break their word when it comes to fear promises. I think I need to say that one again. I say real men always break their word when it comes to fear promises. Now, I know that may sound kind of weird, but hopefully it'll make a little bit of sense in the next few minutes. You know, earlier this month, we had our monthly Real Men 300 Brothers Keepers meeting. It's a video conference call that we do once a month where we discuss topics that's important to us as men that most men's groups and churches don't normally discuss, at least openly. It's stuff we probably should have been taught as men, but for some reason we weren't. Now, during our discussion, I was talking about how we as men became so fearful and distrusting of other men. We touched on a lot of causes from bad parenting in the home to misguided pastoring in the church. Ouch. But what we all agreed was that the fear more than likely came to us through people. Now, either from a parent, a peer, a pastor, a sibling, a past relationship, a bully, authority figure, or even other Christians. However, we also had to remind each other that even though people may seem to be the cause of our fears, the real root and instigator of our fear is the enemy himself, Satan. Now, remember, the Bible tells us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, he comes to steal our identity in Christ. He comes to kill our relationships with God and other people, and ultimately tries to destroy our eternal destiny with our Heavenly Father. And the enemy will use anyone, especially those close to us, who allow themselves to be used by him to steal, kill, and destroy us. That's if we're not careful. But I said earlier, real men always break their word when it comes to fear promises. Now, I want to explain what I mean by that. See, fear crept into our lives when the people in our lives, especially those close to us, either disappointed, wounded, betrayed, abused, abandoned, or failed to meet our expectations, causing us deep emotional and even spiritual trauma. Now, that trauma turned into anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness, all rooted in fear. Now, follow me on this. Now, we're talking about the fear of being hurt, disappointed, wounded, betrayed, lied to, abused, abandoned, or failed again by other people. Then that's when it happened. After the hurt and disappointment, we went into self-preservation mode to protect ourselves from all perceived and real threats to our vulnerability and mental and emotional well-being. And then we did it. Whether it be outwardly or subconsciously, we spoke what one of our brothers in our group call fear vows. Thanks, Mike, for sharing that phrase with us. I'd never heard that phrase before. But a fear vow is a fear promise to ourselves that we made to ourselves to govern our lives and unknowingly our future relationships with other people. Now, if you don't believe me, let me know if you've ever said any of these things after someone has emotionally, verbally, or physically hurt you, because I know I have. Like, I'll never let someone disrespect me like that again. I won't ever put myself in a position like that to be rejected like that again. No one will ever abuse me like that again. I won't ever let someone lie to me like that again. I won't ever let another person treat me like that again. I'll never be made a fool of like that again. I won't ever let someone betray me like that again. I won't ever allow myself to be put in a position like that again, to be treated that way. Or I will never let someone disappoint me like that again. So now after hearing that, are you saying I'm the only one who's ever said things like that before? See, it's our human nature and somewhat of a knee-jerk reaction to want to protect ourselves after being hit, hurt, or humiliated. Who wouldn't want to, right? But as born-again believers, we have to resist the enemy in those situations because he's waiting like a roaring lion to see who he can devour. And he feeds off the wounded who's been paralyzed by their doubts, fears, and insecurities when it comes to people. In other words, Satan feeds off of our feelings, but he's also paralyzed by our faith. Now, as men, we're taught that real men always keep their word. In other words, that their word is their bond. A man who doesn't keep his word can't be trusted, right? Now, all that is true, but during our meeting early this month, we realized that some promises that we make to ourselves can actually be a curse. And those promises should always be broken. And if we're smart, we'd avoid making them in the first place. In Matthew 5, 33 through 37, Jesus speaks about these oaths, or what I call promises. And Jesus says, again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. In this passage, Jesus was reminding us that God is part of every oath. If you swear by heaven, earth, Jerusalem, or even your head, you are swearing by God, and your oath must be honored. The promise or the vow that we're making to ourselves to protect ourselves from disrespect, rejection, abuse, lies, betrayal, humiliation, embarrassment, and disappointment, it's naive at best and deception at worst, because it's vows we can't afford to keep, and God doesn't want us to make these vows in the first place. Because when we say that we won't ever do or allow others to do something to us again, it's not actually protecting ourselves, but rather preventing ourselves from the relationship God wants us to have with others. Think about it. How can I ever embrace you with my guard up all the time or my arms being folded? Yes, I may be keeping others out, but I'll also be preventing others from getting in or coming closer. Vows to protect ourselves from being hurt are actually curses that we speak over ourselves that keep us and prevent us from being and experiencing love from other people. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Think about it. Saying what we would never do or allow is not speaking life, but rather death to future relationships that have nothing to do with the people in the pain of our past. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was persecuted, betrayed, beaten, lied on, spat on, mocked, abused, and mistreated, and he was innocent. But in the midst of his hurt, pain, and suffering, willingly he opened his arms wide. And not only did he continue to love his enemies, but asked his Father to forgive them as well. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe Jesus died so we would have the power and assurance to learn to love and lead others, especially those close to us, that way. Because remember, real men always break their word when it comes to fear promises. So speak faith over your life, not fear. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I always love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, because without them, you probably wouldn't have found us in the first place. So let me share with you one review that I picked from, I usually pick these things from random, that this came from Mercia Beef Monster. Hey, I don't make up these names. Mercia Beef Monster says, just finished my second podcast episode of Real Men Connect, and I am sold. Dr. Joe Martin packs these shows with powerful scriptural truths, but explains them in a way that is practical and actionable. Thank you, God, for Christian men and leaders, and I pray your continued blessing on and through this ministry. Thank you, Mercia Beef Monster. I really appreciate that. And guys, I picked these at random, so please, please, please go ahead and drop us a review. Who knows? I may read yours on the air. And as you guys know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. May God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.